Now, we've talked about the association before, but it is going to be talked about in a whole different way at this time.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing at 9:30 tonight.
Tonight at 9:30
right.
on CBS, there's going to be a new sitcom making a debut. It's called How We Roll. It's a sitcom it's not a biography, but it's based on the life story of a bowler from Saginaw named Tom Smallwood. Our association, whenever we've talked about Tom bowling in his tournaments, is that his wife, Jen, works with us here in our office. And so we've had that association with Tom over the number of years that he's been bowling. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole new association tonight as, again, Tom Smallwood and Jen, prominently featured, as we could say, because their real names will be used as far as the first names. Tom and Jen will be your main characters on How We Roll.
Yeah, and of course, and on TV, Jen will be a hairdresser as opposed to working at a radio station.
Smart and, move. Yeah.
And one other change, they have the couple on the TV sitcom have a boy, and Tom and Jen's boy wasn't born yet at that point when he achieved his fame with some of the big championships that he won. However, they have a daughter, and the daughter was born at the time, and I understand she was a little miffed that they have a boy on there instead of a girl.
Yeah.
Daughter Hannah and Brady's son, but Sam will be the son on the TV show.
That's right.
Yeah,
and of course,
they said it'd be about 10% of the real life, and the rest of it's all sitcom and a lot of fiction.
And of course, the rest of it is the executive producer.
Yeah, Brian Darcy James. Yeah, Saginaw Boy makes good again in another aspect of entertainment.
I understood that when Brian heard what was in the works, that he wanted to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I've got to help get involved in this in whatever way I can. Tom Smallwood, for those that don't know, aspiring bowler, but was working in the auto industry, got laid off, and decided to take one last shot at trying to have a bowling career.
Yeah, he won like three big tournaments in the 13
years. He won a World Series of Bowling.
Yeah,
the first
that last shot was when he won that championship and propelled him into this great story and into a career in bowling, which he now enjoys.
He's actually competing right now, trying to get into another championship series this weekend. But
Las Vegas, the big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. He was a little down. He had one bad game, and he said he had six games to try to overcome it and make up for it. So, in addition to being out there and watching his big debut tonight on TV, he's also busy bowling.
Yeah, it's a fun story that we've had, but to know that it takes it to a TV sitcom, you know, I talked with Jen a couple of times, and you know, the word surreal. This is what it really, the word that just fits.
The young lady playing Jen looks a bit like Jen. However, the guy who's playing Tom doesn't look at all like Tom.
No, not even close. But you know, the interesting thing too is Tommy's out bowling in Las Vegas. So in order for the family to be together to see the show tonight, Jen and the kids flew out there.
Right.
So they're out there with him in Vegas right now.
Well, it's 9:30 tonight. It's on CBS.
And it's been promoted like crazy.
I've not seen.
In fact, they had a Facebook post yesterday. Tom put it up himself, Tom Smallwood. They have a promotion of it on in New York City on some of these big marquees.
Oh, really?
How We Roll. And Tom was sharing that picture of the movie about his life being shown in New York.
CBS has put a lot of a lot of muscle behind this one.
Right.
I think it has some good potential.
We're hoping that apparently this initial year, at least for the first year, they're looking at 11 episodes.
Yeah, I saw it promoted a lot during the basketball in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
And I would
bet
you on the ESPN, if it's probably ESPN, when they do the bowling championship this weekend, whether Tom's in it or not, I bet you they probably will be mentioning it.
Probably.
Because he's bringing a lot of attention to the sport of bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I didn't know either, and I happened to see a good friend that has done some help with us and things that we talk about, especially sports-wise, Hugh Bernreiter of the Saginaw News on MLive.
Yeah, he did a nice article, very nice article.
And I didn't know this, but he wrote, apparently, and Brian Darcy James told him this, that originally Tom's story was supposed to be a feature movie starring Jack Black.
Huh. Oh, that would have been now that would whoa.
Yeah.
All right, that
that's what it says.
Well, maybe that'll still happen somewhere down the line.
Not out of the question.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be something. Mm-hmm. That would be something. But it's turned into a TV sitcom. Pete Holmes plays Tom. Mm-hmm. Katie Lowes plays Jen. Shane McBride is involved in the movie as well. He's got a lot of great TV credits to his
name. He sure does. Y5O he played in.
Yeah.
One little thing about Tommy, of course, you never want to bowl him for money.
No.
You don't want to play him for golf either.
No, golf.
He can golf like he bowls.
I also understand back in his earlier years, he was a great baseball player. So Tom was an all-around
good
athlete.
He's an athlete.
Wouldn't surprise me. His young son Brady is doing very well in baseball.
And he's doing well in bowling, too, from what I hear.
Yeah. Yes.
Following in the footsteps.
Yes. All right. And Hannah is very athletic as well, so the whole family has a good time. And somehow Jen keeps it all together.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you want to know the whole story, folks, she's the one that makes sure that everything is, all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and the family calendar is organized.
Well, she keeps the home fires burning while Tom's on all the road trips all over the country, recalling his half dozen bowling balls with him.
Exactly.
I don't think he hauls them around. I think the sponsor delivers them for him.
That may be, yeah. In fact, he's a sponsor rep for one of the bowling ball companies now.
Yep.
And does that. And also, he's even gone to Japan teaching bowling and different things like that over the years since he became a pro.
Quite a life story.
Mm-hmm.
It all started because he got laid off from his job in the audio industry.
How many years ago has it been?
13.
11, I
13,
think.
I think it's 13.
Has it been that far?
Yeah, at least.
2010?
Somewhere around there.
2009, when he won that big tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
the World Series.
He was everywhere? Okay.
And I think he won that in his second year.
All right.
So tonight, again, How We Roll is the name of it, 9:30 on CBS. And our association, it's based with the Smallwoods, Tom, and his bowling career aspirations. His wife, Jen, works with us here in the office.
The big tournament I like that he won is when he won the Barbasol, and after he won it, they have the tradition of taking a whole can of Barbasol and spreading it on the winner's head.
I was a little disappointed, guys, to tell you that when I heard that the character playing Jen is a hairdresser, right?
Yeah,
I thought maybe if they had her playing, working in at a radio station.
Could have had a side story.
That we would have been there. Yeah.
Right.
All right, who's going to play Pat?
Leo DiCaprio, I believe.
Don't get me started. That would have killed the sitcom right there. A ratings tanker.